Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Continuing with the halachas have to do with shachris. We started last week speaking about the zman, the time of shachris. When can you start? When can you end? That same siman in Shulchan Aruch, siman Peites, discusses also a very important halacha or halachas that has to do with what can one do before shachris, or more accurately, what one cannot do before shachris. This is all based on the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yudal. If you look at number one on your page, the Gemara says the following: Omar Rav Kol Anoisin Shalom. Starting from the two dots in the first line, Omar Rav Kol Anoisin Shalom Chaver Kodesh Yisparlel. Someone says hello to his friend before davening. Kilu Asoi Bama, as if he made a bama, as if he built a bama, which is a non-permitted altar. Shenema Chadul Lechem In Ha'adam. The Gemara brings a pasuk. We'll skip the pasuk. And then the Gemara goes on, the Gemara two lines down, as the Gemara Meisi v'Sheishis. Beprok Yishar Bnei Yaakov v'du Meisi. We learn that if someone is stuck, if he's in the middle of a Shema, and someone comes and says hello, he should answer. Says the Gemara, Tegum Rav Abba b'mashkim lif pitchoy. It's if you go up to the room, if you go say hello to somebody, meaning not just saying hello, someone passes by next to you and says hello to you, but if you go to somebody's house and you knock on his door to say hello, that's where the problem is. Right? And then the Gemara continues. We'll continue the next part. The Gemara skipped the parentheses. A person should not do his own needs before davening. First you daven, first you do tzedek, and then you do whatever you need to do. And then the Gemara brings another drush regarding that. So the Gemara here teaches us two things. First of all, you're not allowed to say hello to your friend, and as the Gemara is explaining it, hello means to go to his house and knock on his door and say hello, meaning basically to greet him, to do an effort to go meet your friend before davening. And the second thing is, a person should not do his needs before davening. If you look at Taisa's number two in the page, Taisa says, Mashka lepitchu regarding saying hello, v'chen halacha, av apogoy be'akrai mutar. If you meet your friend, by you know, a person is going in the street, he sees his friend. So according to this, as Tais, you could say hello. The Rajma says, number three, the Rajma says no. Even if you meet your friend in the street, don't say hello. Why? Because starting to schmooze with your friend will take your mind out of davening. So says the Rajma, brings the Rajma, because of the Rajma, that was the minog, not to say shalom to a friend, but to say good morning in Aramaic. Tzavin demari tov. Kedei sheitan leiv shu osur lis akev, bedvorim achem achi ispala. Umbnei shu mishanah b'lashayin yizkor. You change the lashon, you'll remember. So this is what he brings, the idea of tzavin demari tov. You say it that way. And this is why, in Eretz Yisrael, which is very common to say hello to someone else, with shalom. Shalom, that's you say hello. So when you meet somebody before davening, very common, you'll say, hey, how are you? He's going to say tzafetava, which is in Aramaic, good morning. Basically, just indicate, I'm telling you good morning. Not, I know, I like you very much. You're a very good friend of mine. But I didn't daven yet, so I can't say more than that. And really, the equivalent over here, as we've seen from the Rajbo, is to say shalom. Shalom, because shalom is a bracha. So you're basically giving a bracha to your friend. And as the Rajbo comes and adds, you do a change that in itself makes it, okay, I'm, you know, we're not going involved in the conversation. But I just want to tell you hello. You should know I'm before davening.
Isn't good morning also bracha?
So good morning also, basically the place would say the same idea. Good morning is okay. But there is a need to change from the regular ways. If everybody says good morning, according to the Rabbi, you have to do a little bit of a change. Where's your change? So you have to say something to show that you're before davening, you're saying hello. So I don't know what we'll be using today. So that's what the Rabbi brings over here. Now, we'll learn some of the Rishayim before we go to the Halacha and how it relates to us. First of all, the Bishayim it brings, number four, he had something interesting. He says, when he speaks about saying hello, if you look at number four, it's in the middle of a paragraph, and we'll get there, we'll go straight into it over there. He says, I feel below see a shalom because he's not allowed to do it. He quotes one of the Rishayim, that if he starts saying the brachas, Kivan shekibal av ol mechut shemayim lebrachos ein lochosh kolkach. So he says, if he said already the brachos hashachar, so he said baruch ata Hashem kelim echlom, he started already getting involved with Shem Hashem, so then it's already a little better. That's what he brings. And therefore, if he says hello, it's not the end of the world. The Ramah, we don't have the Agovi in the Ramah, argues and says, no, it doesn't help. To say the Baruch is not enough.
Is that Brachos Torah or the
Baruch? Any Brachos. It probably means Brachos Shachar. It means to say Baruch to Hashem, you already said Baruch to Hashem.
Right. Say, Asher Yatzar, even, or...
Right. Any type of bracha, l'chor, right.
Chances are you've already said a bracha.
Right. You mean, and you see, as you see, Lo Shabbos says, it's hitchil of bracha. They didn't do all the brachas. They just started one of them.
So that's going to be pretty much any. Modani, you go to the bathroom.
Modani, maybe not. There's the bracha.
But you're saying
Asher Yatzar. Asher Yatzar, yeah. L'chor.
Before you're outside, presumably.
You already did a bracha, according to that. Right, very good. And chadami. Now, if you look on, the says the next verse, it speaks about the outs saying hello to your friend. And then basically takes it as a given. You could say hello to your friend. Then, if you said the brachas, if you look at the next B'shayis, if you quote the true Zedeshah, it says, regarding also Yisag, but Tzach, a person should not be busy with his stuff. Also, the Adam La'asoyis, Chafadzal, Kushispa, a person should not do his own things before davening. The cause of the Zedeshah, Shiro, Rabbi, Minamidaktikim, Sharonim, Noim, Lalechet, Letzachem, Beshachis, Achei, Nechrasim, Tchil, Vesekres, the people should not go to work, to do anything they need to do, before going to shul, for Oimim, Shiro, Zbetishbachers. And they say some of the Pesukah de Zimmer sounds like Shir is Ishbachos, the song of praise to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'achal kach kol chilchim v'zuchatzeh. Now, it says in the Torah, I saw some people that just starting to say the Shachris, even though they didn't do the entire Shachris, they did Shir is Ishbachos, now they did a little bit of Pesukah de Zimmer. So that's good enough. V'ukas kosav says the Torah. So that's the Pesukah, the Gemara Mashu, the Lav Shafir Kao, that's not good enough. They atfilas shuneser shenikvu ikar lavida kodesh bochu kopi del mudu lagdim or yisrasi atzochem. You have to say shuneser. If we're shuneser, it's not good enough. So really, the B'shesiv over here, it seems a little bit of, even a little bit of a contradiction. The B'shesiv beginning says, you said the brachas, you could say hello to your friend. Then he speaks about going to work, he quotes Shabbos Adesha that says right away, the mamash, the next paragraph of the B'shesiv, until you do shuneser, it's not really considered to be good enough. So obviously, that's implied from the B'shesiv, that there's a difference between saying hello to your friend and doing a trachim. Hello to your friend is you want to, you know, we learned, we, as the Gemara points out, that even in the middle of Shema, a person can say, answer hello to his friend. So saying hello, answering to your friend, that's something a little bit more easy to do. So you already did the brachas, you have already a way to do it. But doing your work, that's something which is a little harder to do. But here you see that the Bishayza quotes this idea of starting to daven, maybe does already something over here. The Bishayza basically says it doesn't help enough for work. But we have this idea over here, quoted in the Trumas edition. Now, so that's what we have in regarding the doing work before davening, and we have, I mean, the Gemara quotes, you shan't do your tzrachim before davening, and you should not say hello to your friend before davening. Right? These are two things. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, number 13 on the left side of the page, just let's start these halachas. The halacha in the beginning, it's basically the middle of Seif base, starting on top of the page. He speaks about there not saying hello to your friend, and he ends with Yishayimim Shafilu b'moitz chaver b'shuk lo yoymar letzafer demar yitov. Basically, quoting the machlokes we just learned, the machlokes that we saw between Tosis and the Rashbo, can you say hello if you've met your friend in the street? So he says some say you can't do it. K'deshiitan lev shu'osu lisakav dvorim machirin klal chizpal. So you should not stop by saying hello to somebody else before davening. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch brings, the Parshas La'alocha. Now, obviously, the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, he says that you could say hello to your friend, that it's okay if you meet him in the street. He said, but it's not like it. Some hold on like that. So therefore, as the Mishnah Berurah brings, he says you should try to avoid saying hello to your friend if possible, even if you meet him by coincidence. Maybe by saying something bishinui. I have a Mishabura which is not, which I didn't bring it over here. The Mishabura says, so he says, Mikoko nogu kadmuinenu lahachmir beze. The kadmuinim or machmir, not to say hello. Vimitchila brachos, he already said brachos, ein lochosh kokach mutala din shalom. So he already says, he brings this Bishya Yosef that we just learned, that if you said the brachos already, you start saying the brachos, it's okay to say hello. The Achronim bring, what about you're going to shul and you see a guy who's doing a bris this morning? Can you tell him Mazel Tov? You know, can you say other things but Shalom? Can you say good Shabbos to somebody? So the Achronim, the Poiskis Manenu bring that you could say it. Really, it's more of an ikuv of saying a bracha of shalom. Shalom is like a very, very special bracha. But you meet a friend saying mazel tov, special if a person did the brachas, which you bechlai could say shalom. So of course they could do it in Mermekel to do say mazel tov, the sacred Shabbos, etc. But including this thing is not to shmooze with your friend. And this is really all the place can point it out. You see from here, you say hello, maybe you could say hello. He said the brachas, he could say it. But the Mishabur quotes it as well, people that sit down with their friends start schmoozing or reading the newspaper before davening. I mean, that's really similar to just having a good schmooze. You see from here that really the focus should be davening. The first thing a person should do is daven. The problem is when people have davening late and they get up early and they have 2 hours and they don't know what to do. Right? So that's when, you know, they start talking, schmoozing. You see from here, it's not simple. Talking before davening with a friend, sibas mireim, what they call, having a nice, good a talk, a schmooze with a friend, it's something you should not do before davening. And Seif Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch brings the second part of the Gemara that we learned. And it says, Asur loyli sasek betrochov or leil ladeka shitpal tefillah shmoneh esrei. Prince should not be busy with his stuff or davening shmoneh esrei or go out for the way. Prince should not go on a trip before shmoneh esrei. Says the Ramah, v'yesh mikilim la'achal shomu miktsas brochos. Some say, if you start brochos, kredim shomu broch shom atar v'lachim razim. If you said brochos, okay, that's really very similar to Trumas Adeshin. Similar to what he said before regarding Shalom, that maybe if you said brachas, you're okay. Maybe if you said brachas, you could be mekel. So that we're going to get to the Emshech of Shulchan Aruch in a second regarding Inyan drinking. So here we have the halacha that a person should not do work before davening, should not go on the way. Let's start focusing on the second one first. We have the place you can bring today. Today is very common. What happens if you have a flight? And you need to reach the flight before davening. And that's the only thing you can do. So the person say you could be mekel. Something which is a way, something which you cannot avoid. It's the only time you have it. And you basically can't daven before going. So there was what to be mekel to do before. But, the person can point out, that obviously if a person can avoid and can put a fly which is a little later, it should be better. Because you're not supposed to do any going on the way before davening. Right, that's what Mishabur brings as well. That's the case we saw last week. He has they're going on a trip, but there's a few people going with him. He doesn't want to go alone. And they're leaving, they're going to leave at a certain time. So he can't make it. So then he's allowed to go. So that's another cool that you have by going on a flight. But Lisasik Betrochev is something that it says you not do. Obviously, if a person, one of the things a person can discuss, we see the different Sfarim talk about, is what happens if a person must open his store early in the morning. So it's a big ikuv. Can you do it or not? So we could see the Ramah says over here, Yesh Mekilim, that if you did brachas, you maybe can make a on that. But anything that a person can avoid, you should daven first. So one thing, which is very common, a person gets up in the morning, what he does first thing today, the Mishnah does not speak about it because he didn't have that thing, is you go through your emails. You open the emails, let's see what's going on, what happened. Anybody answer the emails, let's answer a few emails. L'chura, this is something which a person should try to avoid. Not doing osias tzrochi before daven. The Polsky do discuss something which is, let's say, a person goes out to, he has a load of laundry, right? He puts it into the laundry, he puts it into the washing machine, it takes an hour and a half, he's going out to daven, once he put it before, he's going to daven, he's going to come back and take it out. Can he do that or not? So Shlomo Zalman brings it in his sefer, and Elicha Shlomo, the sefer they quote Shlomo Zalman, they bring the Shlomo Zalman and says you could do it. Because it's not really a melacha. It's something that takes 2 seconds. You're not really thinking too much about it. You do it as you go. You're going in, you're putting into the washing machine, putting a button and leaving. That's when you got to say a melacha. It's something which really helps the person a lot. Not to wait, you know, it's an hour and a half, which anyway is going to davening, and it's not a big melacha, so a person could do it. So maybe you can apply it also to here. If you have a quick email you need to answer, something urgent, person is waiting for an answer, yes, no, no, yes, maybe it's something which with the evidence you could do, especially according to the Ramah, you said the brachas, it's not a big melacha, which takes too much of your time, and your effort and your concentration, as we saw by the Rashbo, regarding focusing on davening.
Is there any difference now? I mean, today, everyone has a kavua minion, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. I get up. I know I'm davening at 7 o'clock. Okay, it's 6:15 now. So, you know, at the time of the Gemara, maybe, you know, they didn't have the Zmanim, and right. They didn't have a minion.
Very good.
You have a kavua minion, you know you're going at 7 o'clock.
Very good. So that's a very good point. I want to get to that point. It's really what I want to build up to. Because what happens over here, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, "Also, because there's a pasuk. You daven first, then you take care of yourself." So mashmos doesn't matter if you have a kavod daven here or not. That's where we're all right now. Let's continue on. There's two things over here, two other halachas I have to do before davening, and we'll see how they apply to this idea that you're saying. So first of all, the very interesting one, you know, let's start before that. Number five in the Rajwa, we have, the Rajwa is quoting Gemara, which I didn't bring over here, Gemara that you're in the base. So the Gemara says that you should not daven before davening. You should not eat before davening, sorry. Kolo'icha v'shoise, that's Gemara. Kolo'icha v'shoise, you eat and drink before davening is as if you threw me behind your gaiva, turn your back. You come first. You take care of yourself first. The Raj brings over here, the Raj wants to bring over here that if a person is eating before Elohim Sashachar, then he doesn't have to stop. If you look at the Rosh number 6, the Rosh says, he argues. You do have to stop before Amud Shachar. And that's what he brings. So that's what the Rosh says over here, not to eat and drink before davening. If it's before Elohim, maybe you could. It's a very negel amaisa, but in 2 weeks from now we have a tinyus. Can a person eat before davening or not? There is an Indian stop, by the way, point. So there is an Indian, according to the Zohar, a person should not eat if he woke up. Even though it's the middle of the night, she's not even until after davening. There's even peers there. But today, as we're going to continue on and build up, the people are very needed food, and they get very weak if they don't eat, and it can help them with the tinies, so the place can make it, and you can even summon l'chatchila to eat before Elohim Sashachar. So there's a concept of eating for Elohim. So here, the Rosh points out over here that if you eat for Elohim, continue after Elohim. That's what the Rajma says the Rosh. No, you can't eat after Elohim. Here's the idea before eating. If you look at the end of the Rosh, number 6, the Rosh says, said, you are allowed to drink water before davening, because water is not gaiva. Drinking sipping water, that's not considered. Gaiva means you sit and eat and drink. But just eating, drinking a little bit, that's not a gaiva, and that you could do before davening. If you look back at the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'loy lecho v'loy lishtois, you're not allowed to drink. Aval mayim muter lishtois koidem tefila. Bein mechol ben mishabes v'yontev. V'chem oich li v'mashkel l'fu amotor." So you're allowed to eat before davening. You're allowed to drink before davening water because that's a big aiva. And he adds the words, "Oich li v'mashkel l'fu amotor." You're allowed to eat and drink something which is l'fu for medicine. For a person needs, he's sick. Again, why? Because the Rosh gave us the idea. The idea is because you have a problem of gaiva. Chegavecha, you put yourself first. But if it's something, only water, it's not a chegavecha. Similarly, if a person needs it for refuah, it's okay. If you look at the Rambam, in number 7, says the following. He brings the idea, we're not going to read the whole halacha over there. He speaks about that a sick person can daven even if he's laying down. And if you look at the last line in the Rambam, someone who's very thirsty, very hungry, he's like a sick person. If he can concentrate, he should daven. So the Rambam adds, not only a sick person, and a person is really he can't concentrate in davening, he's allowed to eat and drink before davening. That's what he says. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch adds, and Sif Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch, go back to Shulchan Aruch, had some of Aroev, he's very thirsty, very hungry, Harein Bechal HaKhoylim, and Yesh Bechal HaKhoylim, and Yesh Bechal HaKhoylim, V'im Lav, V'im Rotz, Yispal, Ad Sheikh, so then, he doesn't have to daven until he eats and drinks. And this is what some people are soimich today, that they eat, they drink a little before davening, they eat a little bit before davening. Why? Because they feel that it's like a chayla. They can't concentrate. They're very, very hungry, and it's difficult for them. So mikar did a person and not like eating and drinking before davening. Water is mutter. But if a person is sick or he feels that he's very weak, there is what to be makel to eat and drink before davening. The replacement can bring a Shol Zaman says it as well. That eating and drinking before davening is not that you could just eat whatever you want. You have to eat whatever makes you feel a little better. If a person really can't concentrate, and that's, he wants to be soimich on this Rambam, this idea of being sick. So he needs to eat whatever is enough. If he can eat a little bit, not eat less like a zayis, less like a beitza. He has to eat whatever he needs just to make him feel a little better. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah in all this thing, the Mishnah Berurah is very much, he's not so makel on this. First of all, if you look at the Biur Halacha, the Biur Halacha number 15, the right side of the page, right, he brings, if you see in the bottom, in number 15 on the right side, and go to the towards the end, four lines from the bottom, says the Biur Halacha following. The person is weak and he cannot wait. He can't. He has to eat. He can't wait for davening. He woke up at 7 o'clock in the morning. He's starving. Davening starts at 9, meaning he's not going to eat until 11. He needs to eat. What should he do? So the Chur we learned, the person is weak, he can eat. So look what the Mishnah Berurah says. Toiv yoyser le'atir lo shispala le'atzboi be'beisa be'boiker. Daven bi'yichidus. Then eat. Then go to shul to hear Kaddish Baruch Shadivikdusha. And then go to daven with the tzibur after that. So Mishnah Berurah is very machmir in this. Mishnah Berurah, the Biur Halacha says, if a person can wait for davening, daven b'yichidus. Don't eat before davening. That's what he says. Now, if it doesn't help, if I go daven now, I also can't daven b'yichidus. I mean, I can't concentrate on davening, even on davening b'yichidus. So anyway, I have to eat, so you eat, and then you wait for your tzibur. But even says, if you have a choice, I can either daven out at 7 o'clock in the morning alone, and then I'll go to davening, I'll join davening, and I'll eat in between. So then, so it says to the Mishnah Berurah, that's better than eating before, if you can avoid it.
Where do you stop?
What do you mean?
In terms of davening.
After Shmoneh Esrei.
Daven Shmoneh Esrei, I'll go back and hear Shmoneh Esrei again.
You hear, you don't daven again, you just hear Kaddish Kedusha. Right. You're hearing the thing. Right. It's even though he's not a gamit for the tzibur because he davened b'yichidus, but he joins on with the tzibur. He's like joining the tzibur. It's like the Ramesh always speaks about tefillah bet tzibur, tefillah im tzibur, different types of tefillahs. He has some kind of tzibur dick, even though he's not really, he's getting kaddish, he's getting kedusha, but he's not really getting the tefillah bet tzibur because he didn't daven with the tzibur. But the Mishmur says that's better than eating before davening. Ad kedikah. Now, the Plesky today say that it really depends when the Mishnah Berurah speaks about eating, is really eating a full meal. If you really need to eat a lot, if you just need to eat something small, if it's not a mezoinis, or even if it's a mezoinis, it's less than a shear that brings you a bracha achreino, like a small piece of cake, a small cookie, then even the Biur Halacha will agree they're better to eat before in davening b'tzibur. I mean, he's talking about a person, mamash, needs to eat a full meal. He's eating, maybe washing, you know, eating something which is really a full meal, says the Mishnah Berurah, you have a problem, achi gavecho. That's a gaivo. But just tasting something for a person who's very weak, that's more calm than that a person can rely on. Obviously, you can add to it if you do the brachas before. And that it's brought down that it's better to do the brachas before and maybe even the Shema. If you look at this 15 Biur Halacha on the top, he says, in the same one that we just saw before, just go up to that top, look at the second line. So I can't really, that filo mishimuchach leechol erifu akkordim at filo, Ikra al kobanin kriya shma koyder. Try to do kriya shma. So the person gets up. This is afkamina for us every Shabbos. You get up, you have davening late, and you want to eat something. You feel mamashi. You want to eat something. So better to do brachas and shma before eating anything, even though it's a small amount. Do brachas and kriya shma. Kriya shma is anyway good to do because many times you miss my kriya shma. So do that the first thing when you get up in the morning. Brachas and kriya shma adds up as we saw in the Ramah. Doing brachas before, some hold that really helps you to avoid these problems before davening. So when you do it together, that will really add up to the heter of eating before davening. Now, a very interesting thing that we have over here, and this was to conclude the idea of eating and drinking, is that, and we're not going to say the whole thing in a second because it's very long, but basically the place can discuss about drinking coffee before davening. Can you drink coffee before davening or not? So the Mishnah Berurah brings that you're allowed to drink water, and he brings it some hold, you can drink coffee as well. The Mishnah Berurah says, but you can't put sugar in the coffee. Why? So, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's a long Mishnah Berurah over here. The Mishnah Berurah says, those days, eating sugar was a privileged thing. It was something that the rich people had sugar to eat. It wasn't something everybody did. That was the derech gaiva. If you have sugar, your mamash, you're like eating like a king. So don't do that before davening. He says maybe if you put the sugar in your mouth before and then drink the coffee, then you could do it. And he has a discussion about that. Also asks adding milk. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, that's what he says in number 14. The long Mishnah Berurah here is a whole cheshvan. Can you eat coffee or not? And he says, and he basically says the idea, don't do it with the sugar. If you look at the we'll just see the first two lines. He says, "My mutter dosha begave davka below tzuker without sugar. I believe tzuker asur. The kolshkan mashka sheikhar don't eat." He says, "Beer, father asur. The tea, the coffee, mutter ishtoy to koyden tefila. Tea and coffee you could. Kadesh yuchal chavin daiti spal to be af kavon and davening. Or befrad the koyven shegilim beim yisad yad beim. Of the kolshkan below tzuker below cholov without sugar without milk, black coffee." And then he says, and then he brings the Harilim Noragim Lakel, the hard maker, that's what they say. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan number 16 also speaks about the sugar point with the coffee. 16 the page. V'yesh she'osru lishtosh matzukar. Some all don't eat coffee with sugar. Drink coffee with sugar. V'ein near that time. I don't know why. Do'otu shem achilu yesh b'zeh. It's not food. V'ein la team is a chamik tzad, just to make it get a little bit taste. And that's what he says. And then he says maybe milk you can do. And then he says, so the mice of the place today say, that was those days. Those days was a big difference. Coffee with sugar, coffee with milk. It made like a whole different level of coffee. But today, coffee for us, for most people, people that are used to drinking their coffee with milk and sugar, that's the way they drink it. It's not any special thing that they're doing. That's part of the coffee. That's how you drink the coffee. So if, the same way you could drink water, the same way the Mishnah Berurah agrees you could drink coffee for davening, adding the milk and sugar is also mutter. That's what they say for today. Just what we're learning from here is we see it's not just simple to go in and drink for davening. You have to have a chesmer for it. Even coffee was not so simple. Okay, we said today you could drink with coffee with milk and sugar. But eating is a problem. So the you say a person feels very weak, he can eat something small, eating a big thing, eating a whole meal before davening, eating cakes and cookies and you know, sometimes you go to these programs and they offer before davening, they have like a whole meal before davening. It's a big problem to eat before davening. You can't just eat before davening. It's not simple at all. What?
But you pay for it.
Right, so that's what he says. Now, the one thing just to point out here, just a side note, now we're talking about eating before davening, the Shulchan Aruch said, also in Shabbos, you could drink water before davening. The Shulchan Aruch here is referring to something, which is, I was just putting it, you know, as Maimer and Muzgo, as a side note, just to point this out, the Shulchan Aruch, the Bishayis, brings over here, the idea of eating before davening on Shabbos. Doesn't make a difference if it's Shabbos or weekday. So the Maimer says, the Torah brings it over here, Bishayis, Mechlekes Rishayim, do you have to do Kiddush before you eat? You're allowed to eat and drink before Kiddush. You're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. So how can you eat before davening on Shabbos? You should do Kiddush. So the Ma'aseh B'Chagigah will show you. Some will show you say the same thing. Before davening on Shabbos, if you want to eat and drink, you have to do Kiddush. But the Rosh, the Torah quotes him, the B'Chagigah brings other Rishayim as well, say no, Kiddush is Mischayiv. There's no such thing as Kiddush before davening. Before davening, there's no Chiyuv of Kiddush. Only after you daven, then Kiddush starts. And this goes on to a big Ma'aseh, which is very, very a big pella, the Bir Halacha. In Simon Reish Pei Tes, in Hilchus Kiddush and Shabbos, he brings a small Bir Halacha that says that a person who's sick and has to eat before davening, says, Dover Pasha should do Kiddush before. And the Ramoshe, that's a big Ramoshe, finds, he says, no, don't do Kiddush before davening, even if you have to eat. If it's before davening, you didn't daven, don't do Kiddush. And the big pale on the Bir Halacha is, why is he going against the Pasha Shulchan Aruch over here that says Mefeirish, that before davening, there's no such thing as Kiddush. So such as a side point that comes out, L'chur, even before davening and Shabbos, that's Ramosh, it comes out from this Shulchan Aruch, that's Allah, that's with the Rishayim, the Rosh and others, there's no Kiddush before davening. You can't do Kiddush before davening. It's really, there's no such thing. Maybe the Mishnah means to say, just do L'chur. What's a Kiddush on during the day? Boy, Priya Gafen. Says, what are you kidding? Say, Boy, Priya Gafen. Do it before, do it after davening again. Who cares? So Yaitz all the Shittas. Maybe that's what he means. But say that that's a side point. Now, the last Indian that we see in the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll go into one more thing over here, is what about learning before davening? So you would think, okay, we spoke about working, we spoke about say hello, we spoke about eating. What about learning? Everybody learns before davening, right? That's so pashut. Look at the start with number 8 at the top of the page. The Gemara says, there's two things I was very careful. Very careful. What is it? I want my davening to be in front of my bed. And my bed should be between north and south. That's what the bed should be. So the Gemara says, "Al tefilos yishtel ifnei mitosi, mai lifnei mitosi." What does it mean? Ilif mitosi, mamish should be rab, mamish should daven in front of the bed. So the Gemara says you should not daven in front of the bed. We'll skip a few lines over here. Ela ema, the end of the third wide line over here, somech mitosi. You should daven right next to that, next to your bed. So Rashi says over here two things. The first, Rashi, look at Rashi number 9. Rashi, what's somech mitosi? Kol yomai nizardi sheloi lasois melocha. I didn't work or learn before davening. I first did Shema and davening, and then I started learning. That's what Rashi says. By the way, that's often the door. Rashi says over here, Rashi Yom Gassel Zel Tzof and Zel Torim, you should have the bed between north and south. Why? Because the Shechina is in the east. Or in the west. Therefore, you want the bed to be between north and south. Others, in another place, the Gemara says you should do east and west, and therefore, basically, whatever you do, you're okay. But that's what our Gemara says. The Gemara says over here, north and south. So there's two things that Abba Ben Yom was very careful on, where the bed should be, and davening should be first thing before learning. That's what Rashi says. Tosis right away, number 10, disagrees with Rashi. It says Tosis. He says, don't do melacha. He picks Rashi, not learn before davening. So I don't know where he comes from. The ride the shari lil more. Bring a ride, you're allowed to learn. Because it says, in the Gemara brochas later, the Rav Magdi umashiyode umivorech, he used to wash his hands to do a brocha, umadi preke gave a shir, the kari kyushva. And then he says, Shra. So mefeish, he learned before davening. So what does Rashi say he can't learn before davening? So look at the Rosh down number 11. The Rosh says, the Rosh appears to come in the Talmud there in Lavs, and I'll learn before davening. Says Rosh, Vetema, Omi Nolanai. How does he know? Ve'evshon says, the Mayi Be'odim should be spiled, Ve'esmid Roshoi, Ve'en Erogilich Be'esakneses. Says, you talk about someone's learning in a place he doesn't daven. Ve'ekalamekash, Dilmi Yitmitri Be'egil, Se'viyavis, on the field of creation. You know what the problem is? He's going to be so linked to learning, he's going to forget about time. He's not going to know. So therefore, you tell him, don't learn. Go to daven first. Then you can go learn. If you look at Rabbeinu Yoyin, number 12 on the page, on the top, he brings the Rashi, then he brings the Tosis, and he says, so he says like this, V'afilu divi Rashi, in the middle, Ein lo asuka shaloi melatz, only if you're learning it to himself. V'shiyokul yispal t'chila v'lachzo l'mudai. Daven, then go and learn. Achakach, Havlami shimelamed lachim, he's learning for others, v'dai mutar. Then he can do it. You need to teach Torah. So that's what he says. He says, Rashi will answer, there's a difference between learning to yourself or teaching people. You have a chabura, then you can do before that. But learning to yourself, that's what Rashi holds as a problem. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. So adding all that together, the price can bring, that really the issue of learning is only when a person knows he's going to miss davening. But if he has, that's what you pointed out before. He has his mount kavoy. That was at 7 o'clock in the morning, and he wants to learn before davening, especially if he's learning in the place of davening. But even if he's not, and he has his regular time, he has a time. He puts a clock. He knows he's going to remember. Then it's not a problem. The problem is only forgetting. He's been learning so much, he's going to forget about davening. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, see Vav, afilu lilmoit osum shegez man filo. Learning should not be done if you have to daven. He's diving in one place and learning somewhere else. Maybe he's going to learn too much. He's going to lose diving. Anyway, he goes to shul, mutter, if he's learning in shul. He's teaching others. He's teaching others a lot. So, he says these things that you're allowed to go and learn before davening if you know you're not going to miss davening. That's basically the point that comes out of the Shulchan Aruch. That's what basically say if you have a clock you're learning something which is very easy. You're not really so, you know, and a person knows himself. That when he learns, he's looking at the watch every 5 minutes. Some people do that. I don't know. Right? So he knows he's not going to miss davening. That's not a problem. The minute goyim is, there's no issue of davening, learning before davening. How do you have it? It's a beginning to learn before davening, because you go into davening from learning, and adds to davening. It's really just a problem of missing davening before. Okay, so that's what we see regarding learning. Now, something very interesting comes out, and we'll end. This is the two last points we have today. First of all, you look at Seif Zayin on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is quoting a Rambam, and he says the following: Mutuli stop. A person can take a haircut. Velikones the merchets and go to a shower place. Samuch the shacharis before shacharis. Shlei gozu samuch the mincha shdover matzu. You're not allowed to do before mincha because maybe he's going to forget. People are doing a lot, but shacharis you know how I'm going to forget, and people don't go usually so early in the morning. So everybody asks, one second, but didn't you just say you can't do things before davening? So how can you hear the Rosh Chanan say you can do it? So he says the following. So Lechora, the idea is that here he's preparing himself for davening. He takes a haircut. He looks better for doing in front of the king. He takes a shower. He looks better going in front of the king. He's more prepared to go to daven shacharis. So therefore, if it's a davar that it doesn't take a long time, you know, it's a very set time. Take a haircut. It takes you 15 minutes to take a haircut. You're done. It's not something that will take 2.5 hours. He's not going to miss because of that. He's not busy with it. It's something he's doing specific. He could do it. And that's what it says also the merchants could do before before davening. And here the Beis HaLevi, Shevet HaLevi, sorry, Shevet HaLevi number 19 on the page, brings the idea, can you take a shower before davening? He speaks about people who go to the mikvah and take a shower. In the night, if you have to, it's right over here. If you turn the page like this.
Sideways.
Sideways, number 19. He brings over there, and that's what he says. You're showering yourself before davening. So he says it's okay. You're allowed to do it. So getting a person prepared to go to daven and making himself more prepared is something which is mutter. So you see over here a few things that from the rules that we have. The big thing is, you put your guy first. You take care of yourself before davening. That's eating before davening. Then you have idea of Shema Yimashach. You can't learn. Can't learn is not Pram Shagavecho. It's going to be Shema Yimashach. Then you have the idea of doing the Tzrochim. The special idea, don't do your own stuff before davening. Right? There's different inyanim over here that a person has to play around with to figure out what can be done before davening and what cannot be before davening. One thing, which that's really the last point I wanted to get into before we summarize everything, is the idea regarding A big thing very new get today is regarding doing exercise before davening. Can a person do exercise before davening or not? Is it allowed or not? So a Pinchas Shaibrix brings, if a person doesn't have another time, he can do it before davening. If you look over here at Tefillah Kilchos, number 17, part of the page, it says like this, Amunyan lasik apilus gufonis lechil tzatzmoisov. You want to do exercise before davening. Kedei lechazek es gufo el vayisabore. It's for health purposes. It's not just doing it for enjoyment. He's not going and enjoying, he's going a stroll. He's doing it because he wants to, that's his exercise. After davening, his day starts, he's not going to be able to do it. Rasha, he's allowed to do it. If you look at the footnote of the footnote he brings up Pinchas Shaibrick, can you write a great Pinchas Shaibrick? He's not doing for enjoyment. He's doing it because he really needs to do it for exercise. That's what he said. And this is the idea basically similar to the shower thing. You're doing it because you're not doing it now for your own purposes, meaning just because you're enjoying. You're doing it because you want to be healthy. And being healthy means that you could be a better Avid Hashem. That's the whole purpose in the world. So then that's something that person could do before davening. He brings, if you can't do it after, you could do it before davening. Obviously, this takes away adding what we spoke about, you know, when a person has to drink. You should not drink by sefes chaver. You should not join together with friends and doing it. If a person goes and plays a basketball game before davening, it's a little hard to allow it because you're going and having fun with your friends. We talk about a specific something which is a certain thing he's doing for a certain purpose. There is what people that make. Also, number 18, we're not going to read it inside. The river is Ephraim. Ephraim Greenblatt brings the same idea. He speaks about running before davening.
Oh, wow.
Running before that, jogging. The person wants to jog before davening. That's the only time he asks, what's the rule in the morning before he starts his day? Can he do it or not? He brings a very similar idea that a person can do it before davening. So what we learned today is the following. Mikra din. From all we're saying is, really davening shachar should be the first thing a person does during his day. That's what it'd be. The first thing a person should do is daven. Now, the Gemara discussed four main things. What can't you do before davening? So one was saying hello to your friend. We saw in the Rishonim, the Vat, some hold that it's only if you go to your friend. But if you meet him in the street, some say you could say it. Some say even then, say bishinu. Do it a little different. You could see, you know, before davening, as we said, it says tzafratava. You say in Aramaic, good morning in Aramaic. Or you don't say the word shalom, you don't give a bracha to your friend, then maybe that's better. But the other, if a person did already brachas, then the Ramah says you could say, you could do it. Yeah, you could say shalom. That's number one. Number two is doing work before davening, doing your own needs before davening, things that's for yourself only. And then we saw a person should not do this, that you should not do before davening, and that includes, we said, going through emails or doing any work. Again, there's a kul the Ramah brings. If one did brachas and his mamash has a tzoyrich, a person can rely on it that if he did the brachas, he can do it. Especially if it's something quick, which doesn't take a long time, we found that the place can bring that you could be mekel. The third thing is regarding eating and drinking before davening. So mekel din yisrael, not supposed to eat and drink. Already that we saw that we're sharing that drinking water is for sure okay. And then the place can bring the coffee as well. We said today, coffee means with milk, with sugar, it's all okay to do before davening that you could do. What about eating? So mekel din, you're not supposed to eat before davening. We saw the Rambam, the person really is very weak, and if he doesn't eat, it's very difficult for him to concentrate. He could eat, but obviously that just has to be based, every person has to do in his own mind, what does it mean to eat? Eat a little bit is better than eating a lot, eating only a minimal amount. We saw the Biur Halacha that says if you have to eat a lot, according to what the Poskim keep explaining, the Biur Halacha, a person is better that would be chidus and eat than eat before going to davening in Betzibur. So it's better if you have to eat a lot. We said if it's a small amount, which is less, if it's only shakel, or it's a mezuzah, it's less than a shear, so then the person can say that's okay, that person can be mekel if he really needs it.
But shakel is better, you said.
Yeah, shakel is not really a seuda, so that's a little better.
Less than a
shear. Then we saw learning before davening is also not so simple. Lamaisa, we say that a person could learn before davening if he knows for sure he's not going to miss davening. If he has his man kavua, that's not a gaiva, it's not something you take care of yourself, but it's something that maybe a person will forget about davening, so he can do it that way. And basically, what we concluded based on that is that there are some things which, if it's a tzoyich haguf, something the person takes care of himself, in order to be better for davening, so that the person can say you could do before davening, similar to taking a shower, is more fresh to davening, or even doing exercise, maybe, if you're doing it for the purpose, not of enjoyment, but to be healthy, these are things that if the only time you could do it before davening is impossible to do after, so there's what to be mekel. In general, a person should have his mindset. Davening is supposed to come first. So when a person has the choice and has the ability, and he says, okay, you know what, I'll go, I have a few things to take care of, I'll go take care of it, I'll go on and now to daven. If a person has a meaning starting early, he can daven first. Because always davening, to daven before you do anything that needs to do with your physical needs, own panasa needs, or anything else, it's better to do it. Even learning, we saw, it's not so simple. So obviously the school is here, the school is there, but the main idea is that davening should be the first thing the person does during the day.
Rabbi, what do you think if you woke up early in the morning and you had like 15 different work items on your head and you wanted to write down a to-do list to get it off your head so when you're davening you could concentrate?
Right. So lechura, that's part of it. If you have to concentrate in davening, it's really disturbing you. So that goes back with that exercise idea. You want to be able to concentrate. If it helps you to concentrate, we saw that these things, even eating and drinking, if a person can't concentrate without it, he can do it. So a person wants to say, I have to take this out of my head, if now I'm not going to be able to daven, savada is what to be makeling to do it.
Would any of these things be better to do before Zman Tefillah?
Yeah, for sure. Before Alois, then everything is mutter. Again, we spoke about the Zerv that says better not to eat before that, but we're makeling that as well. We saw that if you did before, can you continue? Someone shouldn't even say if you did before, you can continue after, but we don't say that. By the way, the Alois thing of eating and drinking in a regular day, not in Tainus, says not to do it half an hour before Alois. Because we have a rule that anything that you can't do, you have to start half an hour before. It's the same thing when you do at Lukas Neres Chanukah. You can't eat half an hour before. You can't, before Sfiyas Ha'imer, you should not eat half an hour before. You should not do half an hour before Alois HaShachar. But if it's a Tainus, that a person is very aware that he is, that when Alois HaShachar comes, he's going to get the fast starts, then he could eat even within half an hour before Alois HaShachar. But say, next week, we're not going to have Shir, it's visiting day. And in 2 weeks, Beis Hashem, Shiva Sevetam was planning to have a Shir. We'll reconfirm that right before.
Figure out the time, maybe 9:30
start. 9:30? Okay.
Or you said you sent something, but it's gone for...